I understand that, the fact that, you know, the police had a hard job, but, do you know what I mean? You might not believe me, but I wasn't looting, I wasn't rioting, I wasn't committing any sort of offence, you know, along the lines of a rioter.
When I said you said you'd stitch them up, that wasn't the exact words the police report said. They said, quote, they alleged that you said, quote, I'd smash you if you took your uniform off. Did you say that?
No, see, I find that very amusing because the police... I've said that to him, but where's their evidence to prove that? I didn't say any of that. Whereas on my part, I have got the evidence to say the police officers were in the wrong. They were pushing me. Do you know what I mean? I was doing everything they said, and that they did arrest me.
And this could be a story, and it would be a waste of time us going through the he said, they said, isn't it? Because people are either going to believe you or not. Yeah. What is more interesting is the territory of what happens when you get into court. Mm-hmm. Because this is an unusual circumstance for an allegation made against you of the nature we're discussing tonight. In any normal course of events, it would probably be a caution or a warning or a fine or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
What does the judge say to you?
It's a while back now, but he was pretty much saying, I'm a writer. Even though, you know, even if he was in town that day, you're classed as a rioter. But to be fair, in my eyes, he was hundreds of people who were stuck. You know, there was businessmen. There was, I distinctly remember, there was a 16-year-old girl. She was crying her eyes out, didn't know where she was going. But yeah, if it was down to the judge, she's a rioter.
Describe what you did as monstrous.
Yeah, he did, actually, yeah. That's not monstrous. What I did, do you know what I mean? I was arrested for a breach of the peace.
What sentence did he give you?
He gave me a 16 weeks for Section 4 public order.
And when he said that, what was your reaction in your head? Were you shocked?
Yeah, I pretty much stood still. You know, as soon as he sentenced me, I was meant to go out the room, go out of court, and I just stood there in shock.
What do they do? What happens next, literally?
Yeah, pretty much.
Do they come and handcuff you, or do they take you away? What happens?
Whilst I was in there, you're handcuffed to one of the G4S people. I was handcuffed to a nice, lovely woman, and she was nice. She was like, "Ricky, this, you know, we've got to go." And I was just frozen. I looked over at my mum, and she pretty much mouthed to me, "Just go." So I've gone out, froze. Because you get into a lift and you go back down into the cells. I froze again, just like, you know, as he actually just sentenced me to 16 weeks for a Section 4 public order. Do you know what I mean? I could understand if it was a bigger offence. And, you know, if when I got arrested, they did charge me with that. But to be fair, I got arrested for a breach of the peace.
And we see lots of movies about what happens to people when they're sentenced or whatever. So what happens to you then? You're in that cell, then they take you to a jail.
Yeah, pretty much.
What do they do to you? They process you? You're banged up straight away? What happens?
It wasn't... Pretty much, I was told I was going to Farris Bank, which is not too far from Manchester. And they've put us in the, you know, the boxes that take you to what the vans. And pretty much, we've gone past Farris Bank and we've gone straight to Preston, which is a Conge jail, over 21's jail. And we've gone in, we've had a shower, changed clothes... make sure you don't have any possessions you shouldn't have on you, anywhere within your body.
They search you?
No, they didn't search you. They just tell you to stand there and let them make sure nothing's there. and then we went, got...